An industry-backed group called the Wind Energy Foundation reports the state is missing out on as much as $4 billion in economic development. As Susan Monroe with the Van Wert Chamber of Commerce explains, counties like Seneca and Sandusky cannot get projects approved.
Some of us have experienced the promise of economic opportunity with wind farm development, and some of us have been denied.
A bill in the Senate would decrease the setbacks. Supporters of the current setbacks say it benefits landowners who don't want turbines near their property. Senate President Larry Obhoff says he'd like to consider changing setbacks as part of the larger bill to change the state's renewable energy requirements, possibly into optional goals. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.